Perfluorooctane sulfonate, or PFOS, was used in firefighting foam at Eielson Air Force Base between about 1970 and 2000. Contaminated wells at the base have been an issue for several years, and the chemical was first detected in off-base groundwater this past May. PFOS is classified as an emerging contaminant, meaning little is known about the effects of consuming it, but the Environmental Protection Agency has set a provisional health advisory level, and Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation specialist Eric Breitenberger says most of the wells in the Moose Creek area have tested in excess of it.
We've currently had 150 properties tested in Moose Creek, and of those, 131 have tested above the EPA provisional health advisory level for PFOS.
Breitenberger says national studies are looking into the human health impacts of chronic low-level exposure to PFOS. Higher-level exposure studies using animals have shown liver and hormonal effects. The Air Force is providing alternate drinking water sources and will soon begin installing filtration systems or bulk water tanks for affected property owners. Efforts are also underway to better determine the extent of the groundwater contamination, including beyond Moose Creek. Breitenberger adds that the source of the pollution also needs to be better defined.
We haven't yet found a significant soil source area on Eielson Air Force Base where this material would be in the soil in significant quantity and leaching into the groundwater. We do have some areas that are known to have very high concentrations of PFOS in shallow groundwater.
That includes the site of a 1989 aircraft crash where PFOS-containing firefighting foam was used. Breitenberger says a dozen other potential ground source areas on base are scheduled for sampling next year. DEC and Air Force officials met with Moose Creek area residents this week to talk about the contamination and measures to protect them. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.